Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back, 17 till. That's Van Halen bringing us back. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Have a great visit with my good friend Ruth King. Ruth is the CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com. Ruth, tell us about your new venture. I'm excited about that.
It's called www.turnonmyfinanciallightbulb.com, and it is for small business owners who need financial self-help coaching. And it's totally understanding the financial side of your business, including P&Ls and balance sheets, pricing, and
how about cash flow projection? You going to do that for them too?
Cash flow's in there.
That's a big deal. So turn on my financiallightbulb.com. Is that the old incandescent light that we're getting rid of, or is that the new fluorescent light we're coming up with now?
My logo is the old one. I'm sorry.
Turn on my financiallightbulb.com. Folks, check it out and see what Ruth has to offer there. Also, they can find your books at ruthking.com.
Actually, you can find them on turnonmyfinanciallightbulb.com
too. Check it out there. All that stuff, folks. Yeah. Ruth, we're talking about some of the stupid things that the small business owners have said to you this year. And the last segment one of your guys said marketing doesn't work. We covered that. Then somebody said to you, "I know I'm in trouble, but I can fix this myself." Now those are, if there ever was famous last words, that's them.
Absolutely. And the question is that I said, well, you've gotten yourself there. What makes you think you're going to take yourself out of it?
That's insanity. That's the definition of insanity.
Absolutely. You took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, these guys know they're in trouble, but they won't bite the bullet and do something about it. Now, the ones who have, the pain of change sometimes is difficult, but the light bulb at the other end of the tunnel, you know, it turns out to be really good.
It's hard to say to yourself, I can't fix this. I'm going to turn this over to somebody else. But once you do it, it's very liberating, isn't it?
Yeah. I will tell you the story of one of my clients. He called me in February and said, you know, look, this is where I am. This is where I am. Cash flow fight. He was in trouble. And so he got his banker to approve my fee for doing this. And we did it. I went in there. We put the budgets in. We did everything we have to. His banker walked in the door in June because the feds had targeted his loan as one of the ones they wanted to look at, expecting to have a quote-unquote really bad, hard discussion about what's going on. The financials are dead on from our budget. He's coming out of it, and the banker said to him, he said, look, we were expecting this really raunchy meeting, but, you know, you're on track. You're doing everything you said you were going to do. I wish more people would have done what you had done. And he's in so much better shape.
Why do you think people are? Do you think that they're ashamed of what they've gotten into, and they don't want to tell people about how bad things are?
Probably.
That's a big part of it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like admitting that you screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the tough part about it. But you know what?
As painful as that is, the only thing more painful is failure. I mean, how humiliating is it to fail? I mean, to completely lose your business. I mean, that's worse than saying, I've got a problem, but I still have time to fix it, if you'll help me.
Yeah, and sometimes it gets to the point where it is so bad that you can't fix it anymore. I mean, there's been times when I've looked at things and said, you know, you're out of business, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it.
That's because they waited too late to admit they had a problem.
Right, exactly. Or do anything about it. They may know they have a problem, but it was too late to do anything about it.
Folks, let me tell you something. I don't want you to think that because I'm talking about this with Ruth, and Ruth, I'm not going to speak for you, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. I don't want you to think that by me talking about this, by me, you know, encouraging you to do these things, I don't want you to think that this advice that we're giving you is easy for me. Ruth, this is human. This is human nature. It's not easy to do this, is it?
No, it's not.
I mean, I'm telling you. I just want you to know, been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, Ruth. I mean, we all have the tendency to not be able to ask for help.
Yep. I have done it myself. I know you've done it.
The pain is the same for me as it is for the people listening right now. Folks, this is, as we said, I won't put words in your mouth, but Ruth, I've been there and done that, and I didn't do it right.
Yeah. Yep, and we all learn from it. And hopefully the mistakes are not that bad. But, I mean, when you know your business is in trouble, bite the bullet, get help. You know, there's lots of people out there.
Where do you go for help? A lot of times you're afraid to talk to your accountant because your accountant, you know, they're accountants are historians. They don't always like going,
right.
You know, doing future stuff. And you're afraid to talk to your banker because he or she may cut you off. People don't know where to turn. What do you think? And that's the reason why I think finding a consultant can help.
Well, finding a consultant can help, and you can also
because they become your advocate then.
Mm-hmm. And most industries have people who are very familiar with, you know, that particular industry and work in that industry.
Yeah.
But you also might be able to find a business owner who is not one of your competitors, who might be in a different city, and call them up and say, look, you know, I've heard that you're really good. I really would like some help. This is what's going on. Mm-hmm. And make a deal with them. And yeah. A lot of times, a lot of industries have groups. I mean, there's the alternative board is around,
yeah.
Which is groups of CEOs.
Right.
Vistage is around.
Vistage,
many
exactly.
industries.
Score,
yeah,
Score or a small business, believe it or not, SBDCs are helpful with this. Small business
yep.
development centers. Those guys don't just work for startups. They work with existing companies all the time.
Yep. So, there's lots of places.
Give us your website again, Ruth.
The new one is www.turnonmyfinanciallightbulb.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 10 till. Going to cover another stupid statement that somebody made to Ruth after these messages. Stay with us.
My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.